trooper standing there looking at this trailer on its side in the median with the guy scratching his head, and then showing this tow vehicle. I forget what it was, but it was pretty tiny,
Nissan
all with the roof
Pathfinder.
crushed. Is that what it was?
Nissan Pathfinder. New one.
Yeah, towing
Towing.
a 27-foot 70s era trailer.
I think it was a Overlander, I think.
Yeah. Anyway,
Unbelievable.
that didn't make it, but he demolished his car and the trailer, and the trailer, I think it went for $1,000 or $800, something like that. It was more than I expected, to tell you the truth.
The I was camping when I was full time in my 34 footer on the base here at Quantico, out in the way out, and it was winter time. It was, down here in Virginia, it was a pretty mild winter, but my valve on my, I believe it was my gray water holding tank, froze up and it wouldn't dump my tank, and my tank was full. So by myself, I started pulling the belly pan off to get to the gray tank, and as I got the belly pan off, and so I could lower the gray tank down, and so I could change out that valve, I was unstrapping the tank, and I was right underneath the tank on my back, and the whole tank came down on top of me,
Oh, good.
full.
Oh,
Oh,
man.
yeah. And I
Frozen
was,
full? Well, it wasn't frozen, but it was full on top of me. So there I laid underneath my trailer by myself out in the middle of nowhere. Because, wintertime, there was nobody at the campground, on base campground, So it was like, and I was laying under the tank going, ah, help. And I finally got out from under it. But that was pretty scary, too. I
Oh,
won't do it
man.
ever do that again without somebody around.
Well, that's when I, like last year when I stabbed myself in the eye when I was doing that recovery of the 31 foot. No, that was in, I don't know, January or something. It was cold. Nobody was around. Campground closed down. I stabbed myself in the eye. I'm like bleeding. I was like, what an idiot.
What about towing that vagabond from my house to your place, Colin? That was scary. 3 in the morning, you were following me.
Yeah, that was true. I was, well, it's because we'd worked probably, I don't know, 12 hours or something on it, and then decided to pull it another 4.5.
Right, until 3 in the morning. Oh.
And I was towing Rob's 58 Sovereign of the Road, and while Rob towed the Vagabond, the 46 Vagabond actually,
With no
and uh
brakes, no
No,
frame.
I had brakes actually. You had no brakes.
I
Good
know.
move there, Colin.
Yeah, well, he had a bigger truck, and we figured, and he had the Allison transmission and stuff. And the trailer's not that heavy, actually. I think it was only 3,500 pounds or something, the Vagabond.
Right,
But
right,
tell you
right.
what, it towed. It looked like a giant loaf of bread hovering along the road as it zoomed along, because there's no wheel well cutouts like on Airstreams. The wheels are tucked in quite far, so it just looked like it was just hovering above the road. Really
Wow.
quite fascinating to look at, actually. I did have a scary towing story. It wasn't a trailer, but many, many years ago in the early 80s, I was driving across Canada. In a, I don't know if you have them down here, but it's called a drive-away car, where if somebody wants a car relocated from one side of the country to the other, you call up and they'll basically give you the car and give you the address where it's going at the other end, and a certain time frame to get it there. Well, I also owned a Triumph TR6 sports car that I didn't think was reliable enough to drive across the country in the late fall. So I got this drive-away car, and I put a hitch on it, and I got a tow bar from U-Haul to put on the front of my TR6. And here I was heading across Canada with my girlfriend, and we were out on the Trans-Canada Highway in somewhere in Manitoba, and it was just a two-lane highway. So basically, everybody's doing 60 plus miles an hour, sort of pointing at each other with a double line down the middle. Anyway, in that part of the country at that time of the year, black ice was very common. And as we were going,